Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, just a quick update on some things that we've been following. Make sure you are subscribed to all three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, and also the newest, Heart's Home. So we're taking a peek here at the Fear and Greed Index. What is it today? Well, we're looking at extreme fear. On the opposite side, we have extreme greed. So this kind of says it all, doesn't it? Yeah, there's absolutely a lot of fear out there right now with the economic crisis, the banking crisis, what's going to happen, and, you know, how fast is it going to happen? I think, again, many people are very, very aware of that term, G-R-E-A-T. You know what comes next, R-E-S-E-T. And this is part of that, absolutely. As we see, trading has been halted for multiple U.S. bank stocks as the banking market is starting to open. And it's looking, I guess the term they would use would be a bloodbath for some of these companies. First Republic Bank down 65%, Western Alliance Bancorp down 64%, PacWest Bancorp down 42%, Charles Schwab down 7%. As you can see, you know, it's all red everywhere we look. And here we have Governor Kathy Hochul of New York speaking about the Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. I'm very grateful to the Biden administration for their very swift action. Oh, yeah. I think he said a speech. Didn't he say he said something? Oh, he's addressing the crisis. Let's see what he had to say.
President, what do you know right now about why this happened? And can you assure Americans that there won't be a ripple effect?
Do you expect other banks to fail, Mr. President?
Should all depositors be protected at all banks?
All right, thank you, President.
But in case you missed that,
what do you know right now about why this happened? And can you assure Americans that there won't be a ripple effect?
Do you expect other banks to fail, Mr. President?
Should all depositors be protected at all banks?
All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I may have a few words now. Actually, he did have some words to share.
We must get the full accounting of what happened and why those responsible can be held accountable.
Wow. Okay. That took a long time to put that speech together.
Yeah, he's really serious there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got that I'm going to punch you in the nose look on his face right there.
Yep.
Either that or he's got a bathroom issue instead of a banking issue.
It could be, but I was thinking maybe he was going to be serious and threaten to sock somebody in their eye.
He might. He just might. Sometimes when he turns into that dark Biden and the whole room starts to glow red and black, if you know what we mean. Over the weekend, when parsing through carnage sweeping the U.S. banking sector, we analyzed which banks are facing the highest deposit run risk in the aftermath of SIVB and now SBNY failures. This is from Zero Hedge, of course. And focused on a handful of names who have the bulk of their funding in the form of deposits which are now suddenly at risk amid what seems to be a major bank run. And this goes on to say JPM's Michael Chembalist, whose bank is poised to benefit the most from the ongoing carnage, chimed in with the following chart, which added an additional axis looking at loans plus securities as the percentage of total deposits, which after the new BTFP bailout facility is irrelevant since the Fed and TSY are effectively backstopping unrealized losses on security. As you can see, lower risk and higher risk, which there's quite a few up in that higher risk. So, you know, again, I always have the links for you guys. And if you want to do some research, you know, a good idea is always to be diversified as much as you can be. And I understand that at least 60% of people from the last figures I remember reading literally go week to week, paycheck to paycheck. And as I shared with you guys, that was my parents, their entire lives, 75 years from my dad and 90 years from my mom before she passed on. So paycheck to paycheck is something that I grew up with. And in fact, we moved place to place for different reasons. and part of my gypsy in me probably. So, you know, when you look at how things are looking, that looks like the definition of a cliff dive to me.
It sure does. Look at that. It's pretty straight up and down.
But if you do have assets or you have realized assets again, I would defer to other people in the know that, you know, we for instance, ourselves, you know, we would look at some people that have, you know, understood what's going on maybe to a higher degree and that you trust. But you got to also listen to your own intuition. And, you know, when it comes to that intuition, that's really what we're going with is our own intuition, because we trust it. And it's usually been pretty much right on time after time. And the thing that I get is that, again, you know, this is the death of the system in order to bring about a new system. So if you're not going to want to go along with what the new system is going to put as its parameters, it's probably well served to do all you can to support yourself outside of that system as best as you can. And obviously in these times, what do we want to have? Well, we want to have a certain amount of good, healthy food that we feel safe and secure about socked away. And we want to have, you know, of course, all the basic necessities. And, you know, you think of food and think of water. And again, multiplicity in your water filtration systems, because you're going to have more and more of what we had with the whole epidemic, pandemic upon the land. Is what did we see? We saw small businesses just disappear and never come back in massive numbers, small and mid-size. What are we going to be left with? Nothing but mega giants. So when the dust is left, you know, the dust starts to clear, what are you going to see? You're still going to see Walmarts. You're still going to see Amazon. You're still going to see all these big banks, the biggest of the big, although you might start seeing some names around on your street corners that you can't read unless you speak Mandarin. You know, that's where we are heading. So again, have all the basic necessities taken care of. And property, if you own property, and again, we never really truly own anything in this world, obviously, you would want it paid off as best as possible. We got to look to the fact that all the basics will probably proportionately start to get to be out of reach. Not that they haven't already. Of course, we're spending so much more money on just food and energy proportionately. You will find that luxuries will probably become very, very cheap because only a tiny percentage of people will be able to afford these luxuries, whereas all the basic goods will continue to increase. And so the way I've looked at it is, you know, it's money in the bank to have a good supply of all your basic staples put aside for, you know, hopefully I would still be shooting for that 2 to 3 years as being the goal as far as, you know, how much food should I have on hand? I would say 2 to 3 years, you know. And again, we've been eating pretty well in Western society pretty well from a caloric perspective, not necessarily from a nutritional one, as most people take in excess calories and are still nutritionally deficient. So, you know, tangible things, tangible, like when we're talking to David Debine, when you listen to Ken again, and let me just bring those up really quick. I know you guys, the vast majority of you guys understand who these people are. This is David. He's a personal friend, Adapt 2030. You know, I think he has a good grasp on things and what's happening out there. And then Ken is definitely somebody that has above average intelligence. And again, you know, he's not a wealthy man, and he'll tell you that. And this, don't watch this video, please. It basically was a plea for funding which you can understand because everybody is getting hit in these times. But like he'll tell you, he does have a little homestead in Kentucky that's paid for. And he got it for $50,000+, and he's got like 5 acres or what, I think it's something like that, 5-10 acres, and a cabin with a wood stove, you know, with solar. And that, and honestly, that's the wise thing to do. What's David got? David's situated pretty well. He's got decent acreage. He has a homestead in the woods, and you know, again, these guys understand what's coming. David has understood for many more years maybe than Ken, but Ken has realized, and it's interesting to really watch somebody when they realize exactly what's going on in this world react to it when that has not been their primary focus like it has for David or for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is something for me that I'm really, you know, I'm disconnected from it, but I'm not. You know, I can feel the energy and the fear and the angst that people are going through more than anything. But if you put the information in front of me in an analytical or in a mathematical way, it's like I'm just not, it's not going to absorb. But you really can't get away from the empathic part of things. I mean, people are in a great amount of chaos, and the more stable you can make yourself, the better you're going to feel.
Absolutely. So, you know, you can see this. 2022, Jim Cramer recommends Signature Bank. 2023, Signature Bank shuts down. How does he do it? Well, what you have to realize is anybody that's a money man on a TV show like this, you know, I mean, who's he really out there to try to make money for? The system, the biggest of the big. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you see this tweet. He recommended Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, both collapsed. First Republic Bank, it's about to collapse too. You know, again, it's his purpose is to keep making money, not for you. And really, again, this is all about, you know, gaining. It's what they do in the system. They gain trust. They give you a few little nuggets along the way. But when the big time comes to cash in all the chips, they're not on your side. Oh no, they've never been on your side. They want you to fail miserably because, you know, again, who pays their checks? It's the big power structure that puts all these people right in front of us. You know, this is Governor Whitmer. Again, you got to say, who really pays their checks? Is it the taxpayers? No.
There were moments where we, you know, had to make some decisions that, in retrospect, don't make a lot of sense, right? If you went into the hardware store, you could go to the hardware store, but we didn't want people, you know, all congregating around the gardening supplies. People said, oh, she's outlawed seeds.
Yeah, she's outlawed seeds. We don't want them congregating around gardening supplies because, as we know, they've warned us, too much gardening leads to cardiac arrest and myocarditis.
Yes, I mean, they make all the sense in the world there.
Yeah, well, she's even saying that, you know, we look back and we say, I guess we didn't make a lot of sense, did we? No, you never did. But the fact is, most people just blindly went along with you. And that's what they understand. That's what they understand. And 46's administration approves a massive oil drilling project in Alaska, angering climate advocates and setting the stage for a court challenge. You know, here again, there are many places that are just kind of sitting still that have already been tapped and all and not utilized. Now, I'm not for oil, big oil at all. And in fact, I think it's one of the biggest tragedies and travesties that's been going on is all the fracking, because that's leading to an increase in cancer, in my humble opinion, of which I personally have absolutely no doubts. And when you look at the all the fracking wells all over the South and the North, you're looking at water that's being poisoned, that people are drinking everywhere. I mean, well, so many areas. And I really, truly, until looking into it only recently, did I not realize the extent. And each time I've realized the extent, I'll look a little deeper and I'll realize I didn't realize the extent. It's horrible. And we go through these areas and you could tell where they're fracking because there's dead trees everywhere. it just looks sick and unhealthy. Then you go to an area where there's no fracking, and it's healthy. And there, you don't see the sick, diseased trees. You know, it's just disgusting. This system on this planet is beyond disgusting. There's, you don't have enough negative words to describe it. The LAPD is going to start to send unarmed officials to respond to non-criminal 911 calls because, again, everything is going out of control. And this is where we had said, you know, in these times, and the second half of 2023, I think, is going to be much more intense than the first half's been. And then 2024 is going to be an ever-increasing level of chaos. You really don't want to be in the big cities. And to me, again, it doesn't make any sense to risk your life for any position. And yet I've seen comments. What am I supposed to do? I can't leave this town. I had to do, so-and-so to keep my job. There's no other towns out there? You know, I mean, me, everybody's different, but I would leave with just a shirt on my back and hitchhike out of town if need be, as opposed to doing certain things, you know. But then again, I think that we have a little clearer view than most have had as far as to the true nature of what's been released upon the planet.
Mm-hmm. It's really difficult right now for so many. And you know, I would say be ready to kind of somewhat join hands with your neighbors so that as they change this whole financial system, we're not stuck doing things that we would really rather not do. And I think if enough people were to reach out to small farmers and their neighbors, I mean, we could have our own little collective. And then look at what we're co-creating. We're co-creating a system that is detached from the main system. And yes, that would have some blowback as well. And they're going to try to control that. But remember, you're a sovereign being. You can make these decisions. And at a certain level, there's nothing they can do if you're doing things on your terms.
Absolutely. So here you see Iran, Tehran, and Minsk resolve to bolster comprehensive ties. Yeah, the biggest portion of the world is now coming together unified against the U.S. and NATO, as we've been saying. This is the handwriting on the wall. No matter where you are, if you hold your frequency high enough, if you hold, you know, love and compassion in your heart, you may very well be safe. You could look at it in a biblical sense of being passed over and without any sort of, you know, blood needed to be painted on the door. No, quite the opposite. We don't need to paint blood on doors. What we need to do is to hold our frequencies high. But at the same time, you can't just go la la la, everything is fine, everything is fine, till the soldiers, you know, roll up in front of you. Now, the soldiers may roll up in front of you, and when we mean that, we're talking about foreign troops or troops that are not from here. And, you know, we might very well have to face that scenario one way or another, but where we're at frequency-wise, the whole outcome could be very, very different. So hold yourself in as high a frequency as you can with the compassion and the resolve to hold compassion. And not be drawn into the hatred. This is what they are counting on. They, again, these are bottom dwellers. These are parasites that run this world. And they want us to emulate them. They want us to give in to the hatred, to give in to the darkness, and become just like them. Go back to that first little thing here. Extreme fear, neutral, greed, and extreme greed. This is this world. And with the parasitic nature of this world, we're operating somewhere in here. I mean, there's really nothing good. The best you could do is stay neutral and not be drawn into one side or the other. And again, that's that Buddhist detachment. When one new group of guides came through and said, remember that Buddhist detachment that you've been speaking about? You're going to have to learn how to practice it more. Yeah, and they're so true because, again, they understand what's coming. There is no time when you get outside of this particular realm. And we can achieve these little glimpses of that timeless aspect of ourselves, because we are also on that density besides being in this density. So I was going to ask my wonderful, beautiful love of my life if she's got her tuning forks, because I want to do a little tune for you guys after we get done, which we only have a few more things we want to touch on right here. Again, Xi is going to meet with Putin yet again. I mean, this is a tight bond. This is a tight-knit power structure. And yes, absolutely, at the highest levels, all the chess pieces are moved by the same hands, same giant hands, so to speak, are moving all these chess pieces. This is how they already know the outcome, because they don't really play fair in the first place. You know, it's, again, the outcome's already been determined. There are, you know, as we've seen, there are police centers in many different countries in the U.S. and in the U.K. and Canada already set up for China to roll in. You know, it's been preordained by the true controllers. Beware, though, you're going to get a northeaster or a nor'easter. Nor is short for north. Easter, and this means basically a big storm coming into New England, New York, New Jersey, as you can see here, some pretty impressive total, 16.5 inches possible for New York City, 12.2 inches over in Bridgeport. This could be a big one, guys. This could be a big one. We're going to have to see what happens there, and we know the atmospheric river is still flowing into California. The pattern that's in place that doesn't appear to have an end to it. There was a meteor fireball over Florida, and it was interesting because this one almost felt like it was gaining altitude there, and that really shouldn't kind of be. This is Bradenton, Bradenton, Florida. Yes, I know Bradenton well. Again, signs of the times. Now, the guides came through sharing that there really could be something that does come into our atmosphere in the next couple weeks. So just a heads up, again, not necessarily a planet killer. And just to let you know, again, you remember the concept of tractor beams, remember like Star Trek and tractor beams and, you know, Star Wars and all. Yeah, there's a reality there. So again, there could be things that we would take as a totally natural event that could have a technological aspect to it. And here we see, well, humans become an extension of their machines, the singularity. ChatGPT may have irrevocable consequences for learning and decision making. We already rely on digital crutches in numerous aspects of our lives. Will we delegate even our essential faculties to AI? And again, the thing to keep in mind is the AI that we're seeing introduced to humanity is not truly an AI that's been created by humanity. This is just basically unveiling that which has been for millennia, and we don't even know how long this has been going on again. But this is part of the big reveal that, yes, as some have said, like AJ, you know, prison planet, that whole terminology, yeah, in many ways we have been. But we can have our own little oasis of freedom, and we can. The keys to unlocking this prison are basically within all of us. It's just a matter of frequency. The individual can escape at any time. We can ascend up and out of the Maya. At any time. This is the key thing to keep in mind. It's all a matter of perspective. So Michelle Yeoh won the Oscar. Well, did she or did this guy? No, Ma. No, no, no. It's going to hurt, Ma. No, no, no. I can't. I can't look. I can't. Oh, this is just too much for me. Oh. I don't know. I think this guy is the actor of the year over Michelle Yeoh. What do you think?
I think he's adorable. And I think it's a good time to talk a little bit more about the separation of energies, because I think it's becoming more and more clear which side people want to be on. And if you have decided which side you want to be in and which what kind of a lifestyle that you want, we're going to do a little bit of a ding here. And I want you to think of yourself as separated. If this is what you want, separated from the system in a good, healthy, prosperous way, and being around people that you want to be around. So definitely look at this puppy, hold a very positive image in your mind's eye about what kind of life you want to have, you want to lead. And we're going to go do a couple dings, drink plenty of water after this, and this is going to set you on your path. So I do hope you guys hold that vision of the kind of lifestyle that you want to lead, and then allow the energies to separate themselves. I definitely want to say a big thank you to Miss Anastasia for your support. It does go a long ways to help.
Absolutely. So yeah, there's so much going on right now in these times. Hold your focus. One tradition that was done in many different areas around the globe was when the sun was rising up, you can light a candle to the sun, kind of represent your own acknowledgement of the light that you can create in this world. And then whoever it was that you prayed to or asked for favors from, you would go ahead and put your intent out there when the sun's lights were first kissing the earth around you, and use your intent. You could say that mantra in your mind. You could say it out loud. Again, when we verbalize it, it sends these waves of energy out into the ether that help to manifest that which we truly desire. And again, when we truly desire something, not from the perspective of greed and ego, but from the perspective of bettering ourselves so we can help others, there will be a lot of oases, true oases of light, even in the most darkest places. And, you know, what we have gotten is that even when the smart cities are set up and people have been, everything that you've heard Klaus and Yuval say has been done to them, there's still going to be some people whose higher self, their soul, will just say, no, I can't do this. And there will still be escapes, you know, just like, you know, we've seen in the movies, Escape from New York, Escape from L.A., right? You know, it's going to be the same thing. Escape from the smart city. Escape from the 15-minute city. There will be those that cannot hold that energy and frequency and will do whatever they can to escape from the Borg. Even 20 years from now, 30 years from now. But again, it's much easier to do it before you are entrapped in all that muck and mire and goo, if you know what we mean. Again, as always, guys, we couldn't do it without your support over on Patreon and also on Ko-Fi. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.